Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, we talk to the travel secretary. She is Ann Sayers. This week, we are talking about fall programming, and as we got ready to tape the conversation, it was a great honor for Lambeau Field. So we, of course, had to talk to Ann Sayers about that as well. Here's our conversation with Ann. Let's begin with the big news being made in Wisconsin today. Green Bay's Lambeau Field, Wisconsin's newest wonder of Wisconsin, and you were there. Tell us what makes Lambeau so special and what today was about.
Today we made it official, joining a list of 10 other wonders of Wisconsin, and this is just a way for Travel Wisconsin to get out there and market these places that are just, you know, must-see destinations when you come to Wisconsin. Help anchor that trip, build out an itinerary around it, things you just have to do. So, of course, Lambeau is officially on the clock.
It deserves it.
It deserves it. It's just such a special place. And, you know, I was there again today, and all of these people, some of them aren't even Packer fans, and they just love Lambeau Field, and they respect the Packers institution. And it's just, I don't think a lot of teams can say that.
Yep, I think you're right, Ann. This is such a cool thing for Green Bay and for Lambeau. Another cool thing around our neck of the woods is the fall farm fun that happens this time of year. Let's start in Jefferson County. Tell us about what's happening in Fort Atkinson.
We're starting with a really, really fun one because a perfect fall family outing can be had at Busy Barn Farm Adventures. This is Fort Atkinson. The farm provides a really fun atmosphere for kids, but parents too, to experience life on a farm. There's year-round activities, there's farmyard games, obstacle courses, a petting farm, and antique tractors. But then in the fall, Busy Barn Farm Adventures rolls out seasonal attractions. So you can ride in the hay wagon to the pumpkin patch for pumpkins of all sizes, shapes, and colors, or you can navigate your way through a corn maze that incorporates agricultural trivia.
Fun.
And then maybe follow up your farm excursion with Texas-style barbecue at Fort 88 Smokehouse. They have in-house smoked meats, from-scratch sauces, really a memorable meal. And then, of course, grab a soft serve ice cream from Frosty Freeze in Fort Atkinson for a very sweet
ending. Oh, that sounds
really fun. Day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome. And I've been to this idyllic farm setting that you are going to talk about in Marathon County.
Oh, it's so lovely. Discover an assortment of fall activities in central Wisconsin's Helene's Hilltop Orchard. This is a farm in Merrill. It operates as an extensive you-pick apple experience. You can wander their orchards in search of familiar favorites. They're going to have your Honey Crisp, your Zestars, your Macintosh apples. But plan your trip soon, too, so you can see the sunflower field that's going to be washed in golden color. This is a limited time, you know it, Instagram-worthy blooms, and that's expected to last through the end of September.
Oh, yes.
And you can't leave Helene's Hilltop Orchard before visiting their bakery either. This is where I spend most of my time stocking up on mouth-watering pastries, bread, and their signature pies. And then you can head up to their 100-year-old hayloft for farmhouse-style decor and gifts. You can get a souvenir to take home. And I have to mention, if you're in the Merrill area, try paddling the Great Pinery Heritage Waterway. It's a 108-mile route. You don't have to do it all. Follows the Wisconsin River, its tributaries through central Wisconsin. And it was recently, a portion of it was just designated a National Recreation Trail, which is a very big deal. Mm. Has over 30 landings, including several right there in Merrill. So you can plan your trip for as short or as long as you would like.
I'm not really a kayaker or a canoeer, but I think it looks fun. I'd like to do that. Do you do any of that sort of paddle sport, Ann?
I think I'm kind of with you, John. I do it. I would like to be more into it, more identify as a paddler. That's a goal.
Yeah, let's add that to our list. We'll add that to our list, Ann, for next year. Let's head to Fond du Lac County, a twist on a classic fall celebration in lovely Fond du Lac.
Yes. Okay, so make plans for an Oktoberfest celebration with goats. LeClaire Creamery is a beloved agritourism destination. It's near Malone. You can visit any time of year. You're going to enjoy sampling award-winning goat cheese, touring their cheese-making operation. It's a really cool tour, and dining at their on-site cafe. Mm-hmm. But get this. Saturday, September 27th, LeClaire takes the experience up a notch with Goat-toberfest. Yes. This day-long event is going to be filled with family fun. There's a kids' run, fun run through the goat barn, kiddie pedal pools, live entertainment, drinks, and, of course, goats. Oh. And if you can't make it for Goat-toberfest, LeClaire hosts regular events on the weekends like goat yoga, goat cuddle session.
Oh.
It says it's for the kids, but I think we could get in on that.
Yes, exactly. That's so fun. What if you want to make a weekend out of it, Ann?
make a weekend by visiting the Hotel Retlaw. This is in Fond du Lac. It's a downtown hotel from 1923. It's been restored to its historic elegance. You're going to step into the lobby and feel like you've traveled back to the roaring 20s, and the guest rooms provide contemporary conveniences for the modern traveler.
So fun. And these are great ideas to start your fall getaway. Plan it at TravelWisconsin.com. Ann Sayers is the travel secretary. She's so fun. Ann, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, I love her energy. That's always so much fun. A couple quick thank yous on our way out the door here. Want to thank our friend Kathleen Eichhoff in Elkhart Lake. Thank you so much for being with us. Angela Gunja in Brookfield. And, of course, Ann Sayers. For more information on how to plan your fall trip, it's very easy. Go to TravelWisconsin.com. All sorts of great resources there for sure. And for more information on the show, it's WTMJ.com. I'm John Mercure. We'll catch up next weekend. Thanks for hanging out with us.